Birds of Prey castings, the Joker stays disturbing, is Batman's dong gone, and Elseworlds!
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's DC Movie News.
In the Great Hall of the Justice League, there are assembled the world's four greatest heroes.
It actually is four.
Why did you put your arm out before the end of the song?
Yeah, I don't do it the whole song. I make things different.
Oh.
I saw the graphic where Popcorn Talk, that's why we have a popcorn maker machine out in the lobby.
Uh-huh.
Didn't realize that till
you want to know why he's bringing that up?
Three layers later that I joined this.
He just ate the last of the dadgum popcorn.
And he did. And then I had the audacity to have a handful, and he freaked out on me.
Did I freak out, though?
Yes.
Did I freak out?
Yes. A handful.
The corruption has already started. Welcome, everyone, to DC Movie News on the Popcorn Talk Network. We're at DC Movies SK on Twitter, facebook.com/DC Movies SK. Quasto here with you at Jay Quasto, the lovely lady to my left. She is the host of every single con on earth. Follow her at Elena Jordan. She's Elena Jordan.
Hey, that's me. I'm Elena Jordan.
And she's got Mars? Pizza cats.
You don't know.
Pizza cat.
Yeah, you got a pizza cat tank.
Yeah, I host a show called What's Poppin' Up, and we're going to go check out the pizza pop-up after this. So I'm going to eat a ton of pizza in a minute. I'm so
and pet some cats.
That's why you posted that thing on Facebook. Who likes pizza?
Yeah.
Who doesn't like pizza? Yeah. Who doesn't like pizza?
Me. I hate cheese.
What?
I like pizza with no cheese, though.
Okay.
Is it pizza?
But I don't know if you call
it. Is it pizza then? Is it pizza?
I don't know.
It's just been blown right
now. I literally was going to respond to that,
but then I was like, I don't like pizza.
And the popcorn pizza lover, he is back, everyone. You see him essentially all the time on the Collider Schmodown. He's got some huge matches coming up very soon. You also see him on your televisions every now and then. Follow him at Mike Kalinowski. He is the procurer of the corruption. He's Mike Kalinowski.
Hi, everybody. You know what I love watching? I like to see this. Everyone's like, Mikey's here. It's like, I'm like the surprise, you know, you open the box, you don't know what you're going to get. I'm like one of those, what are they called? The subscription boxes.
The cereal box.
No, the subscription box.
Oh, right.
Yeah, so you know what you're going to get. And you're like, oh, I got something I like today. So I'm here today. That's why I'm the subscription box of DC Movie News.
You're a loot crate of us.
I'm a loot crate.
Yeah.
I am. I'm like a
are
good
you?
Loot crate.
Because we know what we're getting.
Yeah.
But I'm a loot, but you don't know you're always going to get it. Like, you hope, like...
But that's not how
that's
subscriptions
work.
That's
not how Loot Crate works.
Yeah,
that's
is.
A really bad
like,
subscription.
I'm like, hold on. Here, okay,
I just didn't
if
get
I,
it.
Like, Loot
if
Crates...
I could, if I can cut in...
What's up?
So, Batmanthony.
A Loot Crate is always a box, so we always get a box, just like we always get Mikey Christmas.
No.
Batmanthony is
but
so
no,
British
no, wait, wait, wait,
today.
Wait, 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 wait.
Wait.
So, but we do get Michael Christmas, but we never know what's inside his head, just like what's inside the box.
Ain't that the truth?
How about this? Like, yeah. I know there's a lot of Loot Crates, and usually you'll get a pop every now and then. You'll get a pop Funko in there,
but
right?
I don't like those. They clutter up.
I do. So maybe people love Funkos, and I'm like the Funko in the loot box. You're like, I got a Funko! Instead of getting like, I got a sticker.
I'm going to raise my hand. Can I speak now?
I'm waiting.
Yeah. It's not your introduction, but I was talking myself. But,
okay, Roxy.
I am in an ornery mood, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, okay.
I haven't been drinking, but...
Is that why?
Roxy,
I haven't been drinking.
I know. you know what I was going to say was, I don't like him today.
Oh, you don't like me today. You don't like me today, do you?
No.
Okay,
why don't you like me today, Roxy?
Herself for the cheese comment.
Why don't you like me today, Roxy? Let's hear this.
For all of the reasons you just presented.
Because you don't like cheese? Because I'm the Pop Funko of DC Movie News?
No, it's more like your personality today.
Welcome to my world every day with you on this show.
No, Mike, you and I are, for anybody who doesn't know, Mikey and I are actually friends outside of this place. Yes. Yes, we are. And I've willed it. But I don't like you today.
Mm-hmm. Ooh.
Okay.
Are you okay with that?
Yeah.
Roxy, we're going to get into discussions on DC Movie News. You're probably going to disagree with every single thing I say.
Great.
So it's no different than any other day on the show. So let's get to it, because I want to talk about Superman.
I like you those
and
days,
I want to
so.
Talk about Batman's dong that I got to miss out on, because I'm sure we'll butt heads on that as well.
I love
let's
that.
Let's get into it, shall we?
Will you butt heads?
Yeah, okay.
I'm
roll sleeves.
I feel like...
Roll sleeves. I'm going to do the old Henry Cavill.
Okay, before we get into all the news, we're talking Birds of Prey castings, more Joaquin and the Joker. We have to talk about DC Universe. Universe. So what is DC Universe? Well, we all know at this point, it's the ultimate DC membership. It was created for DC fans just like you, just like all of us, every one of you listening and watching at home, and every one of us here in studio talking to you. It's the only place you could watch these incredible original DC series. We're talking about Titans premiering very soon. We're talking about Young Justice, Outsiders, Doom Patrol, Swamp Thing, so much more. Everything. We're talking thoughtfully curated, refreshed library of digital comics, 2,500 modern and classic titles. I mean, there's so much. You can grab exclusive DC merchandise. You can debate and discuss all things DC, and you can share all your DC knowledge. Plus, you know they're going to be giving out awards, and it's going to be available on all your favorite devices. I'm talking iOS and Android, Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire, Android TV, and Google Chromecast. And here's the deal. Only $7.99 a month, or better yet, grab an annual membership and save 20%. So join the Ultimate DC membership today at DCUniverse.com. Trust me, we all have already.
Before we get started,
the guns.
She's the crown jewel of the show. See her on Collider Live all the time. She is an advocate for certain many fun things. Follow her at Roxy Stryer. She's Roxy Stryer.
Paul, no punches.
I don't like you for that. I don't like you that you're an advocate for that stuff. So how do you think about
for
that?
Fun? Like, for happiness for fun. And joy?
Stuff stinks like dog.
Are we talking about cannabis, or are we just talking about happy stuff?
Cannabis.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I am an advocate for
this
cannabis.
This is amazing. It's
terrible.
I can tell you
why. You posted something the other day. It's like, I hate people that don't smoke.
That's not what I said. I said I feel bad for people who don't smoke weed.
You shouldn't feel bad for me. I
do feel bad for people
I think
who don't.
You feel bad. I think you guys smoke weed, walk around like that guy Pigpen from the Peanuts with a waff of smoke going around you, and it stinks.
What is he talking about?
You sound like you're about to tell everyone to get off their lawn. This is great.
Do you think I smell it?
When you do that. Oh, it's stinky.
Ever see me smoke weed? I've never smoked before a single show ever.
I didn't say you smoked before the show. I would know it. If I was next to you during the show, I'd be like, oh.
So when
Christ.
Do I smell? I smell like BO sometimes.
Well, that is true.
Or like, remember when I went spray tanning before the show?
I do. Oh,
yeah,
that
guy.
Remember that time you had garlic before the show?
Garlic.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah, garlic is a lot. Yeah. But I never smell it.
Mm. Well, I just smell
sometimes.
This
is a news
sometimes.
Show.
Yeah.
Should we get into something?
Let's get into it.
All right.
So I can piss off Roxy even more.
I love you, but I don't like you today.
I don't care.
Top story. By the way, Adam Gertler is gallivanting all over Europe. He just went from Italy to Germany. He's
meeting up with your brother?
He is going to meet up with my brother at Oktoberfest.
Awesome.
Actually, I saw them messaging. They have two extra tickets for Adam and his friend, which is pretty cool. So they're going to meet up.
Oh, that's dope.
That's pretty awesome. You know what else is awesome? Birds of Prey has a couple of castings. Mary Elizabeth Winstead will be Huntress, and Journey Smollett Bal will be Black Canary.
You rattled that off so damn good, my friend.
Oh, thanks,
man. Tip of the hat and the tip of the Stetson to you,
sir.
Can
I tell you what just happened?
No.
He already knows he pissed me off, and so now he's trying to suck up to you.
Oh, I never.
A little bit.
I never suck up to John. I had no bad words for John.
There's no reason. There's no reason.
None.
I'm so excited about this.
You did do a great job. Yeah, me too. The number one thing I'm most excited about is the fact that we heard about this a week ago, and I sat here and I was like, I don't want to talk about it until it's true. I don't want to talk about it until it's true. And now it's true,
yes.
And now I'm in.
I am most excited that Ramona Flowers is going to be Huntress.
No,
My cat's name is Ramona Flowers. Like, I love it. And she just was
really?
So... Yes! I loved that graphic novel. Then she just brought it to life so perfectly. So I want to see
That's
her
awesome.
As Huntress. I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
What do you got, Mike?
I was just... I read the article first, so I assumed, maybe wrongfully so, that Mary Elizabeth Winstead was Black Canary, and I don't know how to pronounce her name correctly, Johnny?
Mm-hmm.
Journey.
Journey? That's her name, Journey?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, there we go. Journey was
Journey.
Huntress.
Mm-hmm.
Then I read the article. I was like, oh, interesting that they flipped the casting like that. So I'm very, very excited to see what the flip, because people have seen Huntress in the New 52. She's African-American, and she's been different ethnicities, and Black Canary has always traditionally been white, so they flipped it. I'm sure they probably read both women for both parts. They could have read them both.
Huh, possibly.
So I'm very curious what drew... With the casting, which way? Because for me, those two characters, there's no reason for them to be any. There's no, like, they've got to be white, they've got to be black. It's like, they could be anything. There's nothing of the character or the origin that's like, this adds to the character or is necessary to, like, a Black Panther character.
Well, Journey is certainly diverse. That's
so,
sure.
all. Yes, she is. So I'm very. I have no problems with this. I think it's great casting. I think. Yeah, I have nothing. No wrong things.
I think the only
Twitter does have some wrong things. You know,
Twitter always has.
And of course, there was rumors that Mbatha Raw and Janelle Monáe were up for the Huntress role, but you know, just goes to show what kind of competition there is out there. And obviously, Journey must have crushed it in her screen test.
Yeah,
because Janelle Monáe is a massive name.
Yeah, and we don't know what happens.
I'm sorry, was that for Black Canary? Yes, my bad.
We don't know what happens. Like negotiation wise, we don't know whether it's just because of the audition, whether it's because of finances, whether it's because of other projects that they're shooting. But I was excited about this casting, and I think that, like you said, Mikey, I saw some negative things on the internet.
Well, you're always
going, and which you're always going to. But a lot of people with the whole Black Canary should be a blonde person. It's a disguise.
It blows.
The actual character.
My mind
is in a disguise, like. What?
Black Canary's not blonde. That's a no for me. That's a no.
Well, it was Same thing. Everybody flipped out because they were like, what? Tulip's not blonde? This is going to be a nightmare. Then Ruth Negga was like, ha ha, suck it. I'm the best on the show.
She is the best.
Look, So
and she totally guessed her essence.
Yeah, any haters, it's like, shut up.
Look, they're casting these people for a reason. Don't forget when Gal Gadot casts Wonder Woman. Oh my God, the uproar. She's not big enough. She's not an Amazon. Everyone's like, oh, she's amazing.
I was kind of on that page where I wasn't mad about her casting, but I was like, I don't think she's going to be able to beef up enough, but she looked exactly like Wonder Woman, and I thought that she did amazing.
And her performance is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go. I mean, look, these women have to screen test a lot. They have a lot of competition. They're choosing them for a reason, so there's no reason to doubt it, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. Now,
I'm just stretching.
Castings are not done yet, of course. Still a few more characters to handle.
Would you stop? Put those guns away.
I'm just
Mikey.
Stretching.
Jeez.
Yeah, it's a lot. Wow. At least it wasn't in my drink. I was rubbing his spit into my arm.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thank you.
Ow. Okay.
Oh.
What do we got?
Before we move on, any more thoughts on the Birds of Prey casting or the movie?
It's awesome. I can't wait. I'm excited.
When is it? When is it shooting?
Kathy Ann, I'm excited about.
It's coming out in 2020, they said.
But shooting early next year.
The one last thing I'll say about it is that, you know how we called Swerve on Shazam for many years?
Mm-hmm.
I keep thinking Swerve on this movie.
And meaning what?
You think it's happening?
It's not that I don't think it's happening. It's that we've been... From starting to talk about Gotham City Sirens, then to talking about Birds of Prey, then to having the casting, it doesn't feel real to me still. And I don't know exactly why that is. Maybe it's because there's been projects that have been left out, but... It just still doesn't feel real because it's in the same universe as characters that we don't have anymore. I don't know how we get to that point. So I like this casting. I like everything I've heard about this movie. I like that who they picked as the director, Kathy Yan. I don't understand if this movie is taking place.
It is.
We're telling
saying,
you that it is. Though.
I know that it's definitely taking place, but I get like what you're saying is that it's so like, inundated with all of these different projects that this one isn't one that immediately pops up.
It's like
to
my
the top.
My brain knows it's happening, but my soul is like.
I think it's going to be really good. I know it is because there were so many different Harley-centered movies that were kind of shuffled around at the same time. But I think that this is good timing. And I think that having Gotham City Sirens later, with more established characters later, I think that's a good move.
But
because
what about
I think having these lesser knowns now...
What about the Harley Joker movie that they say is coming out? What about the Suicide Squad 2 movie that they say is coming out? Like, which of these are...
Oh, I gotta say, look, with the way which we're about to get into Joaquin Phoenix, the way that movie looks, just let Jared Leto chill. I don't see why you're gonna do a second Joker movie, but that's just my opinion there. Let me ask you a question here. Let me pose this one. So, which Huntress do you think we're going to get? I'm assuming we're going to get the more modern version, the orphan, and we're not going to get the daughter of Batman, are we?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just want to throw that out. I mean, I just want to throw that out there.
That's possible, but I don't think so. And the way that we've set up this universe, it wouldn't make any sense.
It wouldn't make any sense at all.
Everybody would be like, wait, what? What? Like, that would be the only thing anybody would focus on. They'd be like, yeah, I don't think they're going to do that.
Yeah. So that just want to throw that out there. Moving on, more stuff from the Joker this past week. We already talked last week about how on board we are with this. We have some footage of Joaquin Phoenix on set. Oh, God, this is just weird. In a phone booth. By the way, did they say when this is taking place?
It's supposed to be just
70s.
In the 80s.
Right? 80s. 80s, okay.
It's the 80s.
So here he is.
Wait.
What? What?
I don't think that...
Oh,
both of them?
Dope.
Both of them?
Both
Wonder,
of
Wonder Woman and Joker?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
But they're separate.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Joker is aside from everything, essentially.
I just didn't remember hearing Joker was the 80s.
Now,
yeah,
there are,
it's the 80s. He's a stand-up comedian in the 80s.
Because right now, the way it's looking, this Joker is going to be a lot older than Batman in the story. There's rumors that our next Matt Reeves Batman could end up appearing in this Joker film, setting it up. That's what they're maybe saying.
I don't know if that's a good move unless they're already... Well, actually, I guess it could be if they're like ready to pull the trigger on Batman. Like,
my point is, we might not necessarily see a Batman. It could be referencing what will become the Matt Reeves Batman in this movie, because Thomas Wayne is going to be a hell of a lot younger in this film, too.
I have seen enough to be so excited about this. I think we need to take a moment. You guys know I'm the queen of spoilers, but I think they should pause on showing us anything else for a little bit.
Well,
agreed.
Well, may I say something?
Yeah, Mike.
Sure. I've already heard a lot of negativity. It's like, I've already seen all the movie.
No, I was not saying
I know
that.
You weren't. Yeah. I'm saying in general. WB's not putting this out. WB's not going, hey, look at our shaky set footage that we're showing you guys. WB did the smartest thing ever. They gave that camera test, which was the creepiest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah,
because they knew what they did. It's like, oh, we're shooting in public. It's coming out. It's what Shazam should have done, but they didn't. They were smart. They got on top of it. They can't, you know, people were like, well, Marvel does this. Marvel does that. Marvel shoots in a soundstage with green screens. That's why we never see leaked footage of anything. Because they don't really shoot out in public. They wanted the feel of New York. You get a feel for shooting on set in real locations.
And you also have a $55 million budget.
That's what we saw them doing. You know, we saw them covering him between sets with those curtains. That's what they were doing to get him back to his trailer. Anything that leaks out, it's not WB's fault. It's not, you know, if you're sitting there saying, well, I'm seeing too much, then you're stop clicking on the articles to get the clickbait that the websites are showing you. I mean, it's as simple as that. WB's not throwing trailer after trailer at us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not, I mean, there's not.
There's a really cool article on CBR.com this week that basically had an article that said five things we know, five rumors, and five things that we want. And just to run it down, you can check it out, CBR.com. It's called The Joker Movie, No Heard Want. It talks about how we're going to get a different Thomas Wayne, obviously younger. It is going to be an origin story. Yeah, it's going to be an origin story. We know De Niro's in
it.
We know it's separate from the DCEU. Rumor, Zazie Beetz is going to play the love interest. That's a rumor. Let's see what else we got. We know that Joker is definitely Arthur.
That a rumor? Because
no,
Todd
we saw
Phillips
her on set.
Posted. He also so posted on Instagram. That's confirmed because he posted
it was
a
rumor for a long time but
on
it's been
Instagram
confirmed.
Of her.
Yeah,
like pulling her sweater with like the. It looks so cool. Yeah. Yeah, so he confirmed that.
There you go. We can confirm that. And then, of course, no connection with Jared Leto's Joker. And the rumor is that it's going to be dark and gritty. And judging by what we've seen, yeah.
Yeah. Do you guys want to check in with me for a second?
Roxy!
What are we going to check in with you?
I'm liking Mike a little more so far. I just wanted to read
why? I didn't do anything to make me likable. So what happened?
No, I'm agreeing with some of the things you're saying. You've calmed down a little bit. So
I've calmed down?
I just wanted to check in and let everybody know.
I've calmed down?
Don't tell him that. Now you're going to send him back up to 11.
I just wanted a little bit of a check-in. You know, they say you're supposed to do that. I take a lot of therapy. So I was checking in, and I just wanted you guys to know.
I love it, man. Thanks for checking in with us.
And I always loved you guys.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
You know what I just thought about, too, that I've been so excited by everything we've seen from Joaquin Phoenix. I haven't even thought about the fact that we're going to see De Niro in this film. That's like a loot crate box. Like, oh, we opened De Niro.
I think on purpose.
We knew it was Taxi Driver themed, but we didn't know we'd get a De Niro.
Seriously. It could be very similar to Taxi Driver, and we got De Niro up in this bitch. It's amazing.
Johnny in the chat says Jack Nicholson should cameo. What do you guys think?
I mean, if there's a reason.
Cool. Good talk.
No.
Okay. That was good. A positive room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that's the stuff from Joker this week. And man, they are moving along, huh? On that film.
Yeah. So straight up.
Moving and grooving.
Yeah. And they're filming in...
And that's no joke.
They're filming a lot of... That's true. A lot of it's filmed in Jersey because they were looking for extras this past week. There's a casting notice out there. So if you're in Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
I am. How did you know?
Well, this is your hologram. It's a very,
yes.
Very lifelike hologram. Yeah.
Thanks.
I
worked hard on it.
Moving on, Will Smith.
Your own hologram.
Not only did he turn 50 this past week and go skydiving.
I didn't know he had a YouTube until this week.
I didn't either.
Oh, yeah. It's dope. It's like
dope.
Really motivational. Yeah. Like, he like is, Will, you wouldn't think it. He's like, will change your life.
I mean,
Will
to
Smith
be fair.
Has some like knowledge to drop. And he's, yeah.
When you're as rich as him, it's pretty easy to be motivational. We'll just...
Yeah, I don't but think it's that's like, true. At all. I don't think that's fair. He came up as the Fresh Prince. It's like,
oh, he's my hero.
That is not fair to say that anybody rich can be easily be motivational. Yeah.
I said I didn't say anybody. I said it's easier.
No, you
said
I'm not rich. And I can be motivational.
Jesus. Just so you guys know, Mike is just like dicking around on Instagram, Twitter, like he's over
I'm
us.
I'm checking in like the fans. I'm keeping up with the fans.
Oh, you're doing a check-in. That was my advice.
I'm checking in. I'm checking with everybody that's saying, hey, Mike, what's up? Yeah, it's good seeing you. I'm like, hey, guys, what's up? I'm the Loot Crate.
Cool. I love it.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, so Will Smith.
Get us out of here.
I love Will Smith. But
he has a quote talking about maybe a Deadshot spinoff movie. He's saying, I hope so. I love playing Deadshot. I really enjoyed the character. They've been talking about it. So if a good idea comes around, we've been having meetings. But I'd love to. I love Deadshot. That was his thought.
I don't understand why everybody was going, there's going to be a Deadshot movie. Will Smith confirmed it. And I'm like, read what he said. Yeah. Like, he was just like, nah, it'd be cool, bro. Like, it's not on the docket.
Mm-hmm. So there you go. Any other thoughts on Deadshot?
No. Like the character. Don't care if we see him again.
So much like
Deadshot to me is a much more of a team player than he is a solo guy. For me, personally, he works better in a solo in a team. So
yeah, and for me, honestly, and I felt like when I was watching Suicide Squad, it was less watching Deadshot and more just watching Will Smith, which I'm not complaining
not
about.
Not mad about, no.
Not mad about, but I was like, this feels less like the character and more just like Will Smith's very blatant Will Smith filter that he has put on it.
Yeah. With that said, though, shout out for going skydiving on your 50th birthday.
Yeah, he's just dope in general. I just love everything about that.
He's
man.
One of
he's
my
awesome.
Heroes. Him and Jazzy Jeff are my introduction to hip hop. I'm obsessed with their music still to this day, 30 years later. You got to tell me about Will Smith. I'm
Wild
just
Wild
saying.
West, baby.
Don't talk about that song.
Wow.
I love it.
All right, just like last week, I'm going to kick to y'all on this, the Batman dong story. I know I got both your thoughts. I know Mikey, I believe, has a couple thoughts on it as well. Is Batman's dong gone? That is the title of the article. I'm just going to let you take it from
they,
here.
Well, they told us this basically right when it came out was because there was so much hoopla about it that they were like, in the future, we're not going to show any more dong. And it's that's what I was talking about was it's like they're saying we're not ready for Batman's dong. And it's like we had Dr. Manhattan's dong in the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Big old blue glowing dick back in the 80s. So why are you filtering out Batman's dong right now? And if you're gonna, if the whole point is giving these comic book artists, these like super awesome artists, free reign, do whatever you want, kill whoever you want, whatever.
Mm-hmm,
you wanna draw a dong? Draw a dong. Who cares?
I kind of just light it better. I'm not mad about it, but I just feel like it was the most unnecessary dong.
It wasn't
but
necessary it's the point. In there. It was just like, don't censor it now because.
Oh, I agree with that. I agree with now we shouldn't pull everything, but at the time it's just kind of like. Why dong? Why?
Okay, my thing is this. My thing is this.
If it was a plot worthy dong.
It oh my said, God. No.
This is great.
No dong or knockers are necessary in anything. Like, you don't need to show a chick walking to the bathroom.
Uh-huh.
You don't need to show, you know. I get up, you know, I get out of bed, I sleep naked, I walk to the shower, I take a shower.
That a boy.
And if there was a camera there filming me for the movie, you could angle higher so you don't see it, or you could just put a full shot of me walking. It's
or
life.
They could just Batman got lit out of his and thing. And put it in perfect silhouette. Like,
yeah, and
in a
you know what? And here's the thing. Every single day in comic shops, comic book women are drawn. There are issues of comic books where they do the regular cover and the incentive cover where she's buck naked.
Yeah.
No one throws a fit about it. We talk about equality. Let the artist wants to draw a dong. It's an R-rated. They said, hey, these
but
are
you
black.
You just said the opposite. You just said that you didn't want to see the dong, and now you're saying
draw
the dong.
No, I'm for it all the way. I think, like, here's the thing. I showed someone the picture. I go, hey, what do you think about this? Look at this. What do you think? They didn't notice it until I pointed it out.
I know. You have to, like,
you
really
don't
look
notice
for it.
It unless it's like, and sure enough, that it is a great story. That's the problem is this story will never be remembered for the great art or the great work it is. It was going to be the book that showed Batman's dong.
I don't know. I
sucks.
Think it gets people to read it, and I'm kind of into
and,
that.
And, but then, now
and
they
it's
said,
really good.
Then they said the first thing was.
It wasn't a butt. It was
they're
a
saying,
dong.
Okay, you know what? We're not going to, you know, from future prints. We're going to take it out.
Yeah.
But now they said, we're never reprinting this. It's done. They're not going to reprint this. No, if you didn't buy it, you're never going to get a chance to read this.
I feel
this.
Like they're going
to
reprint it. They're just going to take
I don't
it
know.
Out.
I think it is. I think
so.
It's gunshot. I think they said from
online,
the beginning.
Online, they've already taken it out. They've just censored it.
They said
like,
from the beginning, this is adult. This is black label.
But at the same
this is
time
not your
to
kid's
me,
Batman. Let the authors and artists do what they want to do. And it's like, you don't have to buy it. Right. You don't have to buy it, people.
I'm over this story.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it's kind of cool to, like, desexualize nudity. And it's like, if you're going to show nudity, it's just, and it's like, okay, this is just a thing because he hangs out and he's
we're all nude at times. Like, why not? I sleep nude, too. It's the best. Like,
it's,
and because it is a subtle thing that it's like, well, there you go. I thought it was fine. I don't have a problem with it.
Of course not. But, you know, wanted to have Mike his, give him his platform to talk about the dong. Moving on. A quote from the Matt Reeves Batman solo project here is that this is from our friend Humberto Gonzalez, who apparently has been adding that muscle. And he said he's currently doing revisions and the film is being eyed for a hopeful summer 2019 production start. But it looks like everyone is very, very happy. He said the studio loves Matt Reeves' first draft of his Batman script. And so...
there were some pictures coming around. People saw Affleck being picked up at Warner Brothers with a folded document in his hand that looked like a script.
Oh, boy.
So there was talk that that's what he was visiting to get, you know.
And he said the current regime is committed to getting his take on the Caped Crusader correct.
I feel like, and I have no idea, this script could be awesome. Ben Affleck could still be in it. I really don't know what's happening anymore. I truthfully don't. But all that being said, I feel like if I'm over at Warner Brothers and I finally get a completed script, at this point, I'm just so happy. Like, it's great. I loved it. It's great. Let's do it. Like,
we want that.
Just like, and I'm not saying that's what they should do or what they did do. I'm just saying, like, it's we've exhausted it. So I think that people have just been so beaten down that maybe the script actually is great. But at the same time, even if it wasn't, I think people would just be like, we'll make it work. We'll do it. Like,
it's done, and that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I get it.
No?
No, I think, Roxy, what you're saying with this whole we're tired, we're this, we're that, that's self-inflicted by everyone but Matt Reeves. Matt's got,
I'm not saying it's his fault.
To do the script? I'll do it. But, it, like I love hearing about Krasinski and, Quiet Place. Where he's like, I'll do another one, but you're going to give me the time. And they're like, you take your time. Yeah. We're not going to give you a date to hit. You do your script, and when it's ready, we're going to come for it.
I'm going to be honest.
That's what I love.
I saw A Quiet Place last week on a plane, and I've been wanting to see this for months. This is a really quick sidebar. It was fine, but I had a lot of questions afterwards. Why are the monsters there? Tell me why.
That's all the point. That's the story. You don't need to know.
It's not called The Question Place, Johnny.
I think all this... And don't get me wrong, Roxy. I feel the execs are like, we need Batman, we need Batman, we need Batman.
I wasn't saying that it was because of Reeves that we're in this at all. I agree. We did this.
Yeah.
We did this. But I'm tired, and I think they are too, and probably just like, yep.
I think it still probably is a good script. I feel like if they are going to potentially introduce Batman in the Joker as... it was rumored, as you were saying, then they have to at least have enough of a script that they know the direction they're going to go in. Otherwise, they wouldn't introduce it because...
It's going to be a very young Batman, though, because that's what they're saying. It takes place in the 80s. Thomas Wayne's going to be a lot younger. So I'd love the continuity there, if that's a possibility. But you're right. It's going to have to happen soon. Mm-hmm. Or at least we won't see Batman. We'll see something that we know he's involved somehow.
It would have to be some way to make it cohesive with the other if you're going to have them tie together.
Exactly. All right, moving on. Going back to Birds of Prey, Black Mask. Who's it going to be? Well, the rumors are that it could be Ewan McGregor or, I don't know if I'm going to say this right, Shartlow Copley. What?
I thought it was Copley.
Shartlow Copley, right? Shartlow Copley?
Could be Copley.
I might be wrong.
Shartlow Copley. Yeah.
Yeah, so there you go.
Mr. Copley.
Mm-hmm. Any thoughts on this? And also, it's interesting. Black Mask has historically been a major Batman villain, but it does take place in Gotham, those Birds of Prey, so I guess we can make the correlation.
I think it makes perfect sense.
And each of those girls have had some sort of interactions.
He's a Gotham monster.
Yeah, so it makes sense that they would team up and be like, let's take him down.
It's always interesting when you've got to sign an actor on to a role that predominantly is going to have their face covered. So, I think that Will Smith had that issue with Suicide Squad, and that's why some people didn't like the choice that they made for not completely covering his face and at times. So it's like the level of actor you get, these are big people we're talking about, and I think that's awesome.
Yes.
Yeah, but you can also have, like, amazing characters that have their face covered that's still
absolutely.
A
lot of actors.
I think that's an actor vanity thing. If they're like, I don't want to, we got to change this Black Mask character. Can we? Okay, perfect example, Stallone with Judge Dredd. The character of Judge Dredd never takes his helmet off, ever. Yeah. Carl Urban's like, we're doing this, but I don't ever want to take that helmet off. Stallone does. Judge Dredd's like, well, you got to get me out of the helmet.
Yeah.
And it's like...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think these two guys, right. like, their egos are confident enough that they're like, you want to stick me in a helmet the whole movie? Okay, let's do it.
But I don't think it's their choice. That's the thing, is it's the studio being like, you got Ewan McGregor, show me that face.
I see what you're saying, but I think,
which I hope isn't the case, but...
As of now, Copley has more votes from everyone in chat roll.
I'm more Gregor.
Can I throw my two cents in this?
You do.
I'm more Gregor also.
Personally, I don't really know the character of Black Mask, but I know Charlize Copley, and I'm a fan of his, and I think he'd make it more memorable, just because his voice is very distinct, as opposed to Ewan, and I feel like his character is... like kind of bleeds through with his voice and with his talking, so I think I'd prefer Charlotte.
And here's a fun fact: slightly
sharper features too.
I just think he always plays the villain.
Yeah,
he's known for playing those smarmy,
and he plays it well.
He does. So that's why Ewan McGregor. I'm just like, he would bring a different a flavor to it.
And how about this fun fact from Xeno Hour saying Ewan McGregor and Mary Elizabeth Winstead are an item?
Oh, that's what Mew keeps meaning. I was like, what is this Mew thing they keep talking about?
I didn't know that. I love that. They're both so cute.
That is interesting. Mike Riley says Bill Hader as Black Mask. There are a couple other. Matthew in here said Jason Statham, which I can't really see. I will say, I think Ewan McGregor would nail
it. Yeah, it brings a whole other level of actor and caliber to the production.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
here's something that I think is really cool.
Now, coming up next, we're going to talk about a possible Aquaman Easter egg that we are going to see over the next couple of months, and this is a throwback Easter egg. But first, we got to talk about DC Universe. Everyone is buzzing about it, okay? It is the ultimate DC membership. It was created for fans just like all of us. It's the only place you could watch original DC series. We already talked about Titans. We're talking about Stargirl and Harley Quinn coming in 2019. Swamp Thing. We just had a casting for Swamp Thing today, which is incredible, all right? Everything going on with the DC Universe, it's so much fun, all right? They have a comic reader that will change the way you read comics. It even works on your big screen TV. We got the exclusive DC merch. You could talk all things DC. You can debate in a friendly way, though. You know, we always preach positivity here on the show. You could share all your DC love, all your knowledge, and you will win amazing awards. Don't forget DC Daily with Kevin Smith. It's available on every possible platform you could ask for, and it's only $7.99 a month, but you can grab an annual membership and save 20%. So right now, join the Ultimate DC Membership today at DCUniverse.com.
I get, this is from ScreenRant.com. I think it's going to happen. I don't know if it's a fact, but just a really cool Aquaman Easter egg, like a really deep Easter egg. I don't know if anyone knows Topo, the musical octopus from the Aquaman story.
Yes.
Apparently, he's going to make a really brief cameo just before a major scene. He's going to be banging on some rhythmic drums, and it's going to be one, maybe a pan shot, but if you look really close, you're going to see a musical octopus named Topo.
That's what Roxy was teasing earlier.
No,
it really is. He's really going to be in there, and I'm into it. I know that everyone's like,
what? It depends on how...
He's not going to say a word.
It depends on how Star Wars-y we're going with this. And we've heard this is Star Wars Underwater, and that's Star Wars Underwater.
Yeah, I'm into it.
I can't wait for that movie.
And it was Aquaman. You know, Aquaman in the comics did inspire Topo to enjoy and create music, so why shouldn't he be part of the world?
Yeah.
Just a little bit, Topo. I like to think of myself as a DC encyclopedia, and I don't even know who the heck Topo is.
Yeah, I don't know.
Topo's this cute little octopus. He has, like, maracas.
And he's in Aquaman's comic book?
Yes.
Yes!
Which
he just loves music. He's like just like rocking out. He has different instruments.
Not New 52.
He debuted back in 1965.
Yeah,
Adventure
like the
Comics.
Old.
But is he? Oh, so he's old. He's like 60s Aquaman.
Yeah,
okay.
Very 60s Aquaman.
Okay, well, there we go.
That's a pretty sweet nod to history, though.
I love it. And he's drawn very 60s. It's like,
I don't.
Way
yeah, I'm
cute.
Like, okay, cool. But
that's a very.
I actually know somebody who had a Topo tattoo, and I lost it because I was like, that is so inside,
deep cut,
man.
Yeah,
dang.
So, Mikey, here's something you'd be interested in. Christopher McQuarrie. He would direct a DC film if asked, and I believe you just hung out with him.
Yeah, well,
yeah, you got beers. Right?
I hung out with him and myself and two other people. I was invited to Collider's IMAX screening of Mission Impossible Fallout, and McQuarrie was there for a Q&A, and it went on good hour and a half, and was fantastic. And it was brought up, you know, someone brought up, hey, I forgot the way that they worded it. It was basically, hey, why don't you direct Man of Steel 2 with Henry Cavill. And he was very... I was so surprised at how open he was about talking about DC. He's like, you know what? Henry and I were on set. A lot of time when they're setting up rigging and lighting and whatever, and we had a lot of time to talk. We talked. We have a great story for Man of Steel, too.
Wow.
We have something we both love.
Jesus.
And he's like... And then he went into this massive thing, and I wish everyone could listen to this. Collider did not film it. It was just for us there. It was basically saying... The world of movie making is changing, and no one in Hollywood knows how to adapt to it with Netflix and everything. And he's like, me and Henry wanting to do a Man of Steel movie, there are so many other pieces outside of us. We are like a broom closet and an airplane flying, and the movie business is the world, and everything else is going on with people that have decisions over their heads. Like, we're sitting there, we'll do it, but there's so many other levels and factors involved. He's like, we're waiting for the call. We'll do it. We want to do it. He said there was talk of Green Lantern with Tom Cruise.
There was talk of what? Of him directing Green Lantern?
Of working on a Green Lantern film. And he goes, if, for me, it's story. He's like, I'm not a comic book guy, but if I have a great story, which we were able to come up with, I would do it.
Mm.
But the Green Lantern, that, just from the way he talked, it sounded like that is a thing of the past. But the Man of Steel seemed very much like, I am waiting for the phone call. But there are X, Y, and Z levels way beyond me. That would even have to get to me. And
that would get
that,
me so excited about a Man of Steel 2. And you guys know that I haven't been clamoring for that. But that would get me really excited.
Kind of hinted at the fact that there are so many puzzle pieces that they're trying to fit. And he's like, I just want to create a story.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it was also addressed, the mustache thing. And
how did somebody ask about it?
It just kind of came up. It didn't ask, like, did you guys not let him? It wasn't like a crazy story. He goes, let me just say this. He's like, I feel so bad for Warner Brothers and what they went through. And I don't know if he said Paramount, but he said they were going to do a marketing campaign behind the mustache. And he goes, don't you fucking do that. Like, he got
mad. Who said don't you do that?
Chris McQuarrie said that to whoever wanted to make this campaign around the mustache. Like, the mustache that caused the tension, this and that. And he goes, don't you fucking do that. He's like, they're going through hell right now. Don't do that.
Mm.
He was the nicest, most, like, genuine man talking just about everything. But his love of DC and wanting to do Man of Steel, he wants to do it.
It was just a hairy
situation. He wants to do it. They have a great story. Chris McQuarrie is all about story. He's like, I don't care about the characters. This character's come and go. He's like, it's just the story first. And he's like, we talk. We have a story.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting on the call.
Boom.
So it's there.
There you go. Almost TV time. But first, Constantine, the Legend Continues animated film will be airing in October on the CW Seed.
This was out already.
Mm-mm.
I thought I saw the cover of the Blu-ray in the store.
Mm-mm.
But
no.
I apologize. But okay.
Yep. So that's going to be in October, and then I assume maybe it'll make its way onto the streaming service as well. Who knows?
Probably.
And last but certainly not least, Diane Nelson, obviously former boss when it comes to DC, she quit Twitter this past week after seeing the Joaquin Phoenix character in full makeup. She tweeted "Love it" in capital letters, and then followed it with "Great story, great actor, specific and strong vision from talented director. What DC should have been doing since Nolan. Even if diehard fans struggle with his vision, and #good good movies are good movies." If that's not a kidney punch to Zack Snyder, I don't know what is.
See, but I think people misread it. She wasn't meaning it as that. And that's what I want to attack her.
Someone went
on and explained about it. It was like she wasn't attacking Snyder. It was the attacking, like, let a director with a vision make his vision.
The people behind Snyder.
Like, no one messed with Nolan.
Right.
No one came on set. You didn't hear these, like, Batman Begins didn't. And because if you don't remember, Batman Begins was not a huge success. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until DVD where people discovered that movie. I think it made maybe $600 million, and for a Batman movie, that was light.
And if there's one thing
we'd
say about
it, Dark Knight that really made everyone go, holy hell.
Yeah.
So, but the studio didn't come in after Batman Begins and go, you know, okay, you're going to do this next one. Can you do this? They just let him do his film.
Right. Snyder dealt with a lot of BS from Warner Brothers.
From the beginning.
He really did. And that's one thing a lot of fans don't realize is he dealt with so much hit, and they took a lot away from him.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what she was saying. But either way,
I think she's a fan of Snyder's.
I'm with you. I think that that's what it is. I think she was trying to be positive. And I think it was not an attack on Snyder. I think it was also more of a counterattack on people who were attacking the
new
Joker.
And the fans came out against her thinking, oh, you're talking shit about Snyder? And that made her, she's like, I didn't, okay, I'm out.
Well, she quit Twitter.
Which sucks.
But another woman bullied off Twitter. Yeah, it keeps happening over and over and over with, like, all of these different genres.
Yet another
Star Wars
person.
With Marvel, with DC. It's like, yeah, it's It's not cool, guys. Just be Let nice to something. Each other. Don't say anything on Twitter that you wouldn't none say to somebody's us, face.
Good luck.
None of us, yeah. none of you are entitled to anything. We're not entitled to anything. Mm-hmm. It's not, they don't owe us anything. Like, someone made this, someone, I don't know if you guys read it, it's in our circle of friends on Twitter. Someone was like, it's a website or a group of people, like, devoted to Star Wars about Star Wars is, oh, Star Wars is us or something. And Drew McQueeny is like, no, Star Wars is not you. You are not Star Wars. Star Wars was created by someone else for right. you to enjoy. It's not you as a person. And it's not, DC's not us. It's not our, we can pair money to enjoy it, and we can not pair money if we don't want it to see it anymore. That's the thing. It's like, if you don't like the way something's doing something, just don't go to the movie. Mm-hmm. That's the only way.
I get what people are saying, though, because these characters have shaped who we are as people. If it's things that have been so ingrained in us and so intrinsic in our lives ever since, you know.
But
some
but,
people even more recent. It's like, the, either way, if it makes an impact on you, I get it. It's just don't turn that into negative energy and then attack the people who are not trying to be negative by reading into things.
But what is, like, and that's a whole argument. Blind is like, loyalty. What is what we grew up with, like, if we're being... you know, whatever, like, I grew up with Super Friends, you know, and superpowers, so to see what Nolan does, that's a completely 180 change from what I grew up with, so I'm not, you know...
But it's still enjoyable because it's right. something that is a reference to something that you love. You take it personally. It's something that affects you.
Yeah.
Like, Jim and the Holograms was my jam, and then when the movie came out, like, I was genuinely, like, heartbroken.
But did you tweet out to John Chu going, what
no,
the? Did you ruin my
I'm
childhood?
Saying, but
that's not
I'm saying,
my gem?
You just go, well, that's a bummer, and then you move on yeah, to the other right. piece of it that you do enjoy. And it's about taking the positive from it and not turning it into something
Well, don't
negative.
Forget, this is a bigger picture. We're in an era now where people are keyboard warriors, and some people are so disconnected from society and how to interact with people in person that they just go crazy behind a computer and they bully. And it's awful, and it shouldn't happen. But that's what social media has done. It's done a lot of great things. It's done a lot of awful things by giving people this kind of voice who probably have some issues to deal with.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Sad. Don't be mean to people.
TV time.
Yeah, I'm ready. I've been
yeah.
ready.
Oh, you checked out until we get TV time, I see. Okay.
No, I didn't check out. I was looking up because I didn't realize a bit of news that had dropped today for TV time, so I was
yeah.
trying to get it together.
I just saw that. It's pretty sweet.
I'm just still waiting for the...
All right, it's just about time for TV time, which is why we need to talk about DC Universe. At this point, we all know what DC Universe is. We're all excited for it. It's the ultimate DC membership. It was created for all of us talking to you, every one of you listening and watching us. It's the only place you could watch original DC series. We're talking about the Titans. We're talking about Doom Patrol, Swamp Thing, Young Justice, Stargirl, Harley Quinn. Every single week, there's going to be brand new episodes made available to you. So you're always going to have something new. Don't forget, we have the Library of Digital Comics. 2,500 modern and classic titles. The Comic Reader. You can grab exclusive merch, and it's going to look good. Justice League Animated Series action figures. A members-only store. And of course, you can debate and discuss all things DC, showing your love, showing your knowledge. And it's available on every device. I'm talking iOS, Android, Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, Android TV, and of course, Google Chromecast. This is more than a streaming service. This is your universe. This is our universe. Only $7.99 a month, or better yet, grab an annual membership and save 20%. So join the Ultimate DC membership right now at DCUniverse.com.
TV time!
Yeah, well,
yeah,
Anthony's usually on it.
You did?
You did. It's rude.
I don't want to hear it.
I was saying I liked you more, though. What happened to that? You're not into it? But
no?
No.
It's like, it's just hurtful. It's just hurtful. All right, let's talk about TV time. There's a bit of news that dropped today that some of you might be excited about. Nice. Jennifer Beals was cast in Swamp Thing. Anytime we have Swamp Thing news, Gertler's not here. Poor thing.
Yeah, that's true. I like Jennifer Beals.
So she was. Oh, yeah. She was cast. I always thought it was Jennifer Beal, but it's Beals.
Beals.
Yeah.
Plural.
I didn't. I feel like people trail off me too. So she was cast as Sheriff Lucilia. Cable, described as tough as nails and pragmatic, Cable's fierce devotion to her son Matt is rivaled. I was like, what is that word? Only by her sworn duty to serve and protect the town of Marius. Is that how you guys say that town? Because I hate when I read
Marius?
Things in my head. Yeah.
Marius.
As the community... Oh. Are you an expert in French? As
yes,
a community, she's dedicated her life to defending is also beset on strange forces. She must double down in her efforts to safeguard everyone she holds dear. And she's going to be a series regular. So that was an hour or so ago that was announced.
The only thing I don't like is they always keep describing all of the female characters as hard as nails, tough as nails. Like, and I'm like, okay, yeah, we get it. Like,
she doesn't go by the book.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, let's get a thesaurus, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I totally get that. I feel every
character in Birds of Prey, I feel like they were like, a tough as nails.
I prefer
I get it.
I prefer that, though, than when every introduction that you do on a guest show is like, I'm the beautiful Elena Jordan. And it's like, how about anything else? Anything else? Like, talented, funny, charismatic, weird, whatever. That one bothers me more. Yeah, I hate that. I hate that if that's because nobody ever introduces a guy on a show. You guest on a show, you're a guy. Nobody ever says, and the handsome Mike Kalinowski.
I love that.
Sometimes.
I'll say that.
Maybe
next time
it didn't happen to you every time your whole life. Like,
you're too beautiful.
No, it's not just me. If any woman gets introduced on a show, listen to a podcast and listen to how often they introduce women.
So let's flip this. Let's flip the, what's it called? Flip the
switch?
Flip the script?
Is that what, flip the script. Uh-oh. Thank you.
Yeah.
From now on, I want to be announced as the handsome Mike Kalinowski.
Sure. Got it.
Love it.
Now, to be fair,
I can't say it. That's rude. That makes it seem like I'm egotistical now. I don't like it.
You are, though.
That's what makes you see me.
To be fair, I introduced both of y'all based off your credentials, not your looks.
Johnny does.
You never,
that's
ever
true.
Have
Johnny's
done
the best.
I was so not speaking about you, Johnny. I'm saying when you guest on a show, you are guesting on a show for the first time, and now.
So she's sexy, she's hot. She's Roxy! Yeah. And she's on Screen Junkies. Like that.
Yeah. And it's just like, but also I have a brain and I try to use it and I'm educated. Like.
And is a cannabis supporter?
Yes.
Yeah.
Proud of him. Yeah.
Pigman, got that right.
Who doesn't go
but
around
green
smelling
cloud,
like cannabis?
Pigman, I don't know.
All right, let's talk a little bit about CW because I feel like CW has taken a bit of a back burner since DC Universe. But we've got this crossover event that we've been talking about for a long time, the three-parter Elseworlds, which in case any of you guys don't know, it's like a what-if type story that they're going to be doing, which makes a lot of sense considering the 45 new characters that we will be meeting in this.
It's interesting to see because the past crossovers have always had repercussions.
Right.
So this is Elseworlds. This cannot be repercussions. These have to be like standalone, different characters, names different, you know. So it's...
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I'm excited. I am excited. Okay. I love Elseworlds. I love the Elseworlds imprint.
I think it will be cool, but I agree with you. It's always interesting when you spend three episodes. I mean, luckily these all are 24 episodes, so you've got a lot of time. But when you spend three episodes and then you come back and it's like, well, that didn't matter.
It's a what if. Marvel used to do with what ifs. You know, like the old what if, you know, this and that. What if they married this? What if they did this? But usually Elseworlds are like... It's a different time period. That's where we've had like steampunk stuff or Old West. Mm-hmm. You know, that's where Bad Blood Batman, where he's Jack the Ripper.
Which I'm into.
And this is probably why Legends aren't involved in this one because we've like seen
right,
all that
but
stuff,
also to see that the Batgirl is getting introduced in this, or Batwoman is being introduced. That to me, because she's going to have her own TV show.
Mm-hmm. They think.
Introduced in
probably,
this.
Yeah.
We've got questions.
Like testing the waters.
We have questions.
We also don't know. It's a three-parter. Is the entire three parts Elseworlds, and we never...
I would think so.
So,
I don't know. I hope that it is, though. Like, it's the full going to all of the different, like Mike was saying, like the different kind of themed world. It's almost like taking the DC universe and dipping it in Doctor Who. I'm into it. I'm here for it.
I kind of think of it as like Westworld when we went to the samurai world or whatever.
Yeah, it's kind of like that.
Different places. Also, we got a bit of Titans. If we have that, we can queue up to
check poster.
Out.
David Rapport posted the poster on his Instagram, which I saw, which is awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we got a new clip.
He's a poster with a poster.
Oh my god, my head sometimes is
you're
you.
So good. A lot of people in the chat said they're only here for Elena's puns, so we gotta keep them going.
Aww, Batman say they hate me.
When you ever get a chance, let's check this out.
Yeah, it's a little mini trailers for three or four of the characters.
Still confused on the difference between a teaser and a trailer. When I feel
the dark good point.
Yeah, because sometimes. Do you just like tapping on the desk for everybody's ears?
Sure does.
Yes.
Yeah.
So nice of you. Yep. So that's what we got.
There you go.
Boom. There's more coming.
I'm very curious. Yeah. Like, this show has me very...
I think it's going to be cool.
So that, yeah. Mixed reactions I saw to this. And the first one that we got.
My only thing is I'm like, is this enough to bring people in if this is your only original content for a year?
Mm-hmm.
Well, Doom Patrol is going to be soon, right?
Why do you say only original content for a year? Because that 1 week thing that they were saying?
Yeah, because they're saying, well, it's not going to be until like 2019 that they even pull the trigger on the next show, on Doom Patrol, right?
For this year, not for a calendar
year. Not for a full calendar year, but until like 2019. Yeah, it's like... I feel like, I don't know.
I don't know either.
I feel like they need to have it ready because that is a good, like, that's a good Christmas gift. Like, that's a good rollout for somebody that, you know, like, grandma who's like, I know that you like DC, here's this.
Yeah, yeah, smart, you know? Like, smart.
It's, so they need to try to package it as that and have it as, here are all of the things that are going to be coming in the new year, here's why it's good to get it now, and here's why this is a good full gift for whoever you give it to, even if that gift is for yourself, buy it.
Christmas gifts is really smart. It's like, instead of, a lot of grandparents will get you like a gym membership or something, and it's like, which, no, I would wow, DC, like,
I want to sit on my ass, Nana.
Yeah, true.
Come on, Nana.
So that's what we got for our TV time.
Is that it?
That's it?
That's, well, okay.
I think that's all for TV
time. That's it for TV time.
That's the show. Why don't we all put ourselves over? Mikey,
yeah, buddy.
Are you liking me more now?
No.
I'm still not.
Yeah, I think I liked you less the show went on. Usually I'm really close to you. I'm like touchy-feely with you and stuff, but no, I was like, kicking
come
off.
Come on.
Wow, you didn't get the gift of Mike's
back, off.
Back off.
Popcorn?
Back off, Big Pen.
Back off, Big Pen.
What do you got? What do you got?
I don't know, Mike. What's going on?
Oh, my
yourself.
Patron match is dropping on the, if you're a Collider Schmodown patron, my first match in the team tournament airs today for you guys.
Mm.
For everyone else, I think it's...
Who's your partner?
Chance Ellison.
He's...
Okay.
He's an unknown.
Unreal.
He's an unknown, Roxy. No, he's not. We don't know how good he is. No one knows how good he is. He might be terrible.
The fan matches.
Oh, have you watched those? I don't think you have. I don't think you anything know. I don't think any of you know. I don't think any of you know what this kid is going to do when he wrecks shop. Everyone, take notice. You're all being put up. Oh, that's right. You're both managing teams.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, boy. Sure.
So I'm going to come for both of you.
Odd couple, baby.
You might see me.
I'll come for both of you guys.
You might.
Check us out. Everyone else, I'm on Twitter. You know, you guys where I am. Hopefully I'll be here next week. Again, it's not on these guys. It's on me that I'm not here. It's on my fault. We moved to Fridays to accommodate my schedule.
Why did anybody think that, like, we were hasn't been here the studio. For me.
Anyway. I'm Roxy Stryer, as you guys know. You can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer. I also have my Patreon, patreon.com/Roxy Stryer, where I just did an exclusive review for The Hate U Give, and I'll also be dropping one from Bad Times at the El Royale later on today or tomorrow. And my cannabis reviews that Mikey loves so much, where I get really high and I talk about episodes of TV.
You read Sandman comics and you're high?
What?
You're saying your reviews. So you read the Sandman comics, review them high?
No, like I do... Did I say anything about Sandman?
Oh, someone said Sandman there.
Oh.
And I was putting two together.
Like, what? Yeah.
You give reviews high. You give reviews high.
Yeah, so like I watched the finale of True Detective when I was baked, and then I tried to summarize it in 2 minutes.
Do you have a tag for like what that's called?
Smoke Tree Explain TV.
What? What?
Smoke Tree Explain TV.
What's Smoke Tree?
Smoke Tree, pot.
Tree? Oh, smoking tree.
Yeah, Smoke
I thought
tree.
It was a weed. A plant.
Oh, my God.
I can't.
Elena Jordan.
Stinky reviews with Roxy Stryer.
Oh, God, no. That is not something you
want to... Yeah, I got to talk
also,
about.
Johnny, you didn't let me make my big announcement, which is...
Please.
2019, she's coming. It's with
what?
Twins, guys.
You and Ben? How'd a little you know? Team action down there?
Everybody in the chat who keeps saying is Roxy.
We got a new member. We got a new member of the Action Army.
Why do you guys all think I'm pregnant? How much weight have I put on?
The baby shower will be sponsored by Walmart.
Oh,
and your guy, the great value.
So now you can go, Elena. On that note,
Elena.
What up? I'm Elena Jordan. You can find me on Twitter at Elena Jordan and on Instagram at that Elena Jordan girl. And to whoever told me in the chat to open up the chat when we do the Good Place after show, we'll do that for you now. So.
Oh, you saw that. Multitasking.
Yeah.
That a girl.
He only messaged it 19 times during the past 45 minutes. So, yes.
Sorry. Well, next week we'll have the chat open just for you.
And officially, none of us are pregnant. So let's just put that out there.
Hey.
I am at Jay Quasto. What's the doesn't think, oh, here it is, guys, I'm filming a comedy special. Sunday, November 11th at the Improv in Brea, California. I know most of you don't live anywhere near Orange County, but if you know anyone who does, or if you're going to be in Orange County, I'd be honored to have you there. Tickets are going to be free. I'm doing two recordings, 7 p.m., 9 p.m. It's the biggest night of my life, and I'm really hoping I can get the special picked up by somebody as Roxy's dropping things behind me.
That's Elena.
So yeah, that's my comedy special, Sunday, November 11th. Hit me up on social media. If you see me post about it, maybe share it. I would love you for it.
Why do you call it the biggest night of your life?
Because I'm filming, I'm, you know,
that's
how much,
huge.
I'm going to go broke filming a comedy special.
Oh, that is big.
Oh!
I'm
gonna sell it.
That is big. Oh, I listened to your last special, the CD.
My comedy album. That's an album. Yeah.
Well, I listened to the album and it was so effing funny.
Thank you.
So that, good. Like, I can't it's even so believe good. It. So yeah, well, I'm sure this will be
I'm
amazing.
I'm excited about the biggest night of your life.
This
See,
time,
Johnny's
yeah.
pregnant with an amazing special.
I want to be pregnant with something.
Spoiler alert, my baby's actually Johnny and Mike's.
Yeah.
Oh.
I put their sperm into a cup and I swirled it around and I used a turkey baster and that's how.
And Mike is pregnant with a loot crate. Adam Gertler, we miss you, buddy. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Batman did in the booth. Shout out to him. Thanks, guys. See you next week. Love you.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, I'd like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of its owners or principals.